love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam, hands-free, from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the_great_CORE. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
As you can see, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest.
We do.
She's a fellow comedian.
Yes.
A author.
What?
A business owner.
That's right.
A mother.
Say something.
And we are happy to have her here.
Yes, we are.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Lady Bombay.
Hey! We got a button for that.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So where can they find you?
On TikTok, The Real Lady Bombay. On Instagram, The Real Lady Bombay. My YouTube channel is The Real Lady Bombay. On Facebook, I'm Keisha M. Hodges.
Nice.
That's right.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, so while you were doing your introduction, I was holding up this book and it's got this pretty lady's face on there.
She's so young.
So is this your latest book? You said you had 8 books.
Yeah, that's my first book.
This is your first book?
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on.
8? Well, I'm working on my 7th.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. 8 is the children. That's why you heard 8.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you got a children's book too.
Okay.
I have a children's book, but I have 8 children. That's where you heard that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So
okay. Okay. Right on. Okay.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah. I didn't kill anyone.
No, I didn't.
Whoa. The Keisha Hodges story.
That's her.
If y'all are not familiar with this book, y'all need to check it out.
It is available on Amazon, and it's also available at the Walls of Books in Parma.
Walls of Books in Parma.
That's
all right.
A bookstore. Okay. That is in. Yes.
I'm trying to find links and put them in the description.
Yeah,
is it available on audio?
No, just Kindle.
Just Kindle. Okay. Oh, excuse
yes.
me.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So basically, like you said, I know you do books, and that's you know, I don't have the patience, or I can't write, or I don't really talk that well either. But
right.
But you do comedy.
Yes.
Nice. How long you been doing comedy?
20 years.
20 years. She's a veteran in the
veteran
game.
In the game. That's what I'm talking about. 20 years.
Yes.
Nice.
Where'd you start?
In church.
You started doing comedy at church?
Mm-hmm.
Most people have like singing careers to start in church.
Yeah.
Keisha said, I started doing comedy in church.
Mm-hmm. I was doing kingdom comedy. They needed. They needed laughter. So the pastor's wife was like, Keisha, can you please get up there and make them laugh? And that was it.
And the rest is history.
And how old were you when you did this?
I'm not telling. My baby is 20, and my baby was on my lap when I did that.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Time. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow, that's dope.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically you said you got books, and you said you're working on some movies, or you want them to turn into movies, or
that book right there this will be a movie. Yes.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about this book? I haven't had the pleasure yet.
That book starts with everything, like from the time I was conceived up until the time I was locked up for attempted murder.
Okay.
Twice. So, I was locked up for attempted murder twice.
Okay, so that's why I say it did. I didn't kill anyone.
And the reason why I titled it that, because I went to try to get a job one day, and they were like, never.
Wow.
Never.
Because she's crazy.
Right?
Oh, right. Wow. Okay.
So I said, well, let me try to get it sealed.
Right.
Yeah.
They said never again. They will not seal my records. I cried for a whole hour.
Wow.
And then I heard God say, open your own business. I opened my own business.
Right. Wow. Right. Yeah. Yeah. When you got no doors, you open your own, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for
so
you.
So I was mad. I was like, they treat me like I really killed somebody. So that's why I titled it, I Didn't Kill Anyone.
Right. Yeah. So you know, basically, and I understand this, and I totally disagree with, you know, once you serve your time, you still are serving your time, even on the outside.
Right.
And I think that's so unfair.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you already paid your debt to society, and now, you know, why are you still going through those things,
mm-hmm.
you know, on the outside? You know, it's like the fact that they shouldn't even be asking people, are they, or did they do any time? That's none of their business, for real.
I know. Am I here to work?
Right. I'm here to work. My time
that's
is served.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. Like, come on.
If I want to hurt you, I'm going to hurt you regardless of what I've been through.
Purr.
I can say, though, in real life, I know. I thought I was healing. I was on this healing journey. Mm-hmm. And, right now, if somebody was to come in this place right now and try to do something to us, I wouldn't think twice about taking them. So they probably right. I'm never gonna be like, oh, I got in trouble. I don't want to be in trouble anymore. Mm-hmm. No,
right,
no,
right.
I feel threatened. Then yeah, I'm gonna deal with
that. That's a human.
Yeah, that's human reaction
to survive. That's human.
What do you think I would do if somebody comes in and tried to?
Right,
that's, it ain't gonna go down. I'm not gonna quit.
So sit down, lady.
At the end of the day, Miss Hodges, you are a human being. Basically, is what she's saying. I'm still human.
Right.
You know, I'm not gonna hide the fact that I'm gonna have a human reaction.
Yeah. Yeah.
That hurt. That hurt it.
Yeah.
So, I was dealing with a little depression. I was on the strongest medicine ever. Mm. And I was like, this is not working.
Mm.
I just got to get control.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. And so, I was like, let me just see if I book a show and do a show when I feel better.
Yeah.
Did it work?
It worked.
That's the best.
So, comedy is like therapy for you.
It works every time.
Yeah, every time.
It works every time.
All right.
Every time. You nervous every time?
It depends. Some days I'm cocky, you know.
Okay.
And then some days I'm like,
okay. Yeah,
I never know.
That's a good reaction.
Yeah, I never know.
Yeah.
Lady Bombay is in this boy, with her books and everything, and she has a, you know, different coping mechanism to, like, comedy is her coping mental mechanism.
It is.
So, who are some of your influences?
Kenny Howe.
Well, shout out to Kenny Howe.
I love Martin Lawrence.
Okay.
Yeah. I really don't fool with female comedians, but Just Niche is my baby, of course.
Yeah, and shout out to Just Niche.
Yeah.
And Monique.
Okay.
All right. Those are good influences.
Yeah.
All funny people you name.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you always wanted to do this?
Never. Didn't want to do no comedy. That's why comedy is like the last thing that I do now. That's why I only book two shows a year.
Okay. All right.
I'm an entrepreneur.
Okay.
I got my money on my mind all day.
Yeah, got you.
I heard that.
You're making moves.
Yeah.
And you said you was a business owner. Do you care to tell about Bombay Entertainment?
Yeah,
tell us about
Bombay
that.
Entertainment, okay. Yeah. For sure. But I started with my cleaning company. It's called Keisha's Cleaning Company with all K's.
Okay.
I was taking care of all of the retired teachers' homes, and then they start getting old. Then I became their caretaker.
Mm.
So me and my business partner opened up a caretaking facility.
Okay.
And we're trying to get some houses so we can have elderly homes. And then I opened up Bombay Entertainment because everybody fell in love with Lady Bombay. So I was like, let me get some merchandise, you know, for Lady Bombay.
Yeah.
So got all my merchandise inside of Bombay Entertainment.
All right.
Yeah.
So, Lady Bombay, if you can wave a reality magic wand, what would you be doing right now?
Filming my movie about my life, that book right there.
All right, y'all hear it.
You have ideas about it? Like who you want and like everything?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Anything you want to share to the world, you know?
Hello, world. This is your girl, Lady Bombay, and I love you guys for loving me. And thank you. Please, all of my people, please be sure to subscribe to this channel. I mean, you know, I got 178,000 followers.
That's right.
That would look good on this YouTube channel.
Thank you. Yeah, because we need all the followers. And thanks for everybody that's tuning in. You know what? There you go. I'll drink to that. Thanks for coming in, Lady Bombay. We really appreciate
that. You're welcome. Thanks for having
me. Yeah, thank you for telling your story. Thanks for meeting you.
Yeah, I'm glad I made it out.
I'm glad you did too.
Yeah.
Because the world need me.
Absolutely.
I don't want to be locked up.
Yeah, keep grinding.
Yeah, you know? Keep doing your thing.
Yes.
On that note, Jay, where can they find you, bro?
Everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the_great_CORREE. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both on the Midnight Paco Podcast. I would like to thank our guest, Lady Bombay. Where can they find you once more?
The Real Lady Bombay on TikTok and Instagram, and on Facebook, Keisha M. Hodges. And I have my own YouTube channel called The Real Lady Bombay. I have all of my interviews there.
Nice.
Thank you. Good shit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Peace out.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.